I'm Lori.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And welcome to Southern Charm Magic, where we talk about the magic and the mishaps of planning your next Walt Disney World vacation.
And hopefully bring a little magic to wherever you are in the world.
We'll give you our honest opinions about what we think.
But always with just a little bit of Southern Charm. Welcome and welcome back, y'all. Lori, it is good to be back.
It is good to be back. It's been a crazy couple of weeks.
It's been a crazy few weeks. So, y'all, we intended to record these every other week or so. And as you know, if you followed the news at all out of Louisiana, and most of you are in Louisiana, I think, we've had a hurricane hit us.
A bad hurricane. And then a tropical storm.
Yes, we are currently in a tropical storm. That is true. So Hurricane Ida hit us a couple weeks ago, and now we are dealing with Tropical Storm Nicholas. So we're still recording in that. But we do want to say that our hearts go out to everyone affected by Hurricane Ida. We know several friends and family members who were directly affected, us included.
Us included.
We've made it out okay.
We have. It's been, it was hot, but we were very fortunate not to lose anything of value or any lives lost around here.
Yes. So it was a rough time for Louisiana, and we are, you know, our hearts go out to everyone affected, and we hope
Texas included.
Yeah. And yeah, it's affected a lot of states. Mississippi was also affected
today.
Today by the tropical storm.
Yes.
And then, you know, Ida affected it. So just a rough time for the Gulf South. So our people, our friends, family, and neighbors are going through it right now, but we're going to get through it because we're Louisiana strong, and we will absolutely be with it. And as we say, we know it's corny, but I think you get by saying, you know, there is a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
And there's a little Southern magic in our state.
A little Southern magic. I think it's been beautiful to watch how the communities come together in various ways. That's when Louisiana really shines and does our best to help our neighbors. Well, we want to hopefully get you all back to normal as soon as possible. And that, of course, comes with planning for another Disney trip. I know I've been planning stuff. Lori, haven't you been planning?
Yes, I have. I've been planning yours and a couple of mine. A couple of yours.
Yes. I may have more than one or two trips coming up.
Yes.
But, you know, but that's why we're here. That's why we love the magic and keep going back. And we want to start off today. Our goal is to keep you updated with all the news coming out of Disney. And Lori,
there's been lots of news.
It's coming out. I keep telling people the news is coming out like water out of a fire hose.
Yes, it's so much news this week. I can't even keep up.
Well, it's been a while since we talked, so I know we have a lot to cover there.
Yes. A lot of good news.
A lot of good news. And I think our area needs some good news right now. But, you know, I've been following Disney World for a while, following all the news and rumors coming out of there for a while. I don't think I've ever seen this much coming out of there.
And this much stuff that didn't shock the world. Like, everybody, this is new stuff that everybody's been waiting for, and a lot of people are very excited about all this news.
I am. I think there's a lot of good stuff in here. So let's dive into it. But first of all, I have to say I'm a little angry at something, Lori.
Which part?
I found out that the Imagineers were in New Orleans doing research on Tiana's new Splash Mountain ride. That they were coming down to eat. I think they're at Dookie Chase.
She's in the Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, well, Tiana, I think, was modeled after Leah Chase, the famous New Orleans chef. And the Imagineers were here doing some research. And they didn't invite us, Lori.
I know.
Am so angry that
Me too. I love New Orleans too. Tiana is my favorite princess because of this.
I love that. And so for those who don't know, Tiana and her friends are taking over the Splash Mountain ride. And I think they announced some details about I think it's themed to Mardi Gras. So it's gonna be themed to Mardi Gras, and seeing how that goes. I don't know how that's gonna work in the theme of Frontierland at Disney World, but you know, over in Disneyland, Splash Mountain is in New Orleans Square.
You're right.
So it's gonna work out so well over there. I don't know what they're gonna do in Disney World yet, but I love that they are looking into New Orleans and making that as authentic as possible.
I do love everything Louisiana. Obviously, love Tiana. I'm very sad about the change. I do love the current theme, but Tiana, I think it's going to be a huge difference. I think everybody's going to love it.
Well, Louisiana is going to be well represented, I think.
Right.
And I just hope that we get some good beignets over there.
Have you ever had the ones in Disneyland?
They were so good.
What?
They were good. I think they were, yes.
They were not.
Well, I'll tell you, there was...
They did not taste anything like a Café du Monde.
Well, actually, you say that the bar outside of the bar in downtown Disney there, I forget which one it is, and I hate saying that on the podcast, but there is a bar out there that's Louisiana company owned, and they use the Café du Monde beignet mix to make their beignets. So it's a different beignet than inside the park. So I'll say that. So the beignets and
maybe they should switch it over there. I did not like them, and neither did my two friends that I was with. They did not think it was. We threw them away.
Well, you threw them away. Yes. Please do not waste food. So we told you we're going to be honest with you here at Southern Charm Magic. So we are. But we've got a lot of news to get through. Obviously, Louisiana has a lot of French inspiration, and there's a lot going on in France at Epcot. The big announcement is, I hope I'm going to pronounce this right. I speak Spanish, not French, but it's La Creperies de Paris at Epcot. The new creperie is opening.
Right? I saw that. A certain somebody that I follow on Instagram, I guess I can say, Leanne Tui.
Big fans.
Yes. Did you see she got to go in and eat? Did you see her stories?
I did not see her stories. Oh, I did see her post inside the France Pavilion.
Yeah, it looks awesome. The menu kind of, I know you're a very picky eater. I don't know if you would find something that you like. But
well, I've been to Paris and I've been to France. And one of my favorite memories, I got to go tour Notre Dame Cathedral a couple times. And they had an amazing crepe stand behind Notre Dame Cathedral, like a street, you know, a cart on the street where you can get the most delicious crepes ever. So I have high hopes for this. And for those that don't know, Remy, Ratatouille's Adventure is currently in previews there. It's opening in France, and France is expanding at Epcot to include Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. It's a ride that's currently in Disneyland Paris, and then this new creperie restaurant, which is going to be a sit-down and to-go.
And you're going to go to the preview, aren't you?
I was, but that trip got canceled due to the hurricane, so we are...
maybe you'll be able to snag another one.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what... Hopefully when I go back, it'll be wide open, and we'll be able to go see it. I do have a slight complaint about Remy is that, you know, there's a lot of Disney movies based in France. Sleeping Beauty, Aristocats, Beauty and the Beast, so many, and then they choose a rat.
A rat. But I do, you know, we talked about this last time, I'm not a huge Disney movie fan, but I love Ratatouille.
Do you?
Yes.
That's
a thing? That's odd for me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very, I mean, he's all right.
Yeah,
he's
I'm excited. Right. I'm very excited about this one.
I'm excited about the ride.
Excited about everything Ratatouille.
The ride looks good. Another thing I'm angry with Disney about, Lori, I saw some very distressing news that the finger scanners are back at the entrance to the parks.
Yes, and I saw that. I'm very upset about that.
Are you? Yes. That upsets you too. So for those who don't know, previously, pre-pandemic, to get into the Disney parks, you had to scan your fingerprint to get into the park. And actually, I was at Disney I was there March 7th through 10th, right in 2020, right before the pandemic hit. And actually filed a complaint with guest services saying that I didn't think it was
right. Did you really?
I did. I went straight up to the gate at Disney Hollywood Studios and said, I don't think we should be sharing fingerprints on this. And lo and behold, it is back. And I thought that, previously when Disney reopened after the pandemic, the finger scanning was gone. And I celebrated that. But it's back. Yes. And so we'll have to deal with it and, keep that hand sanitizer by you.
Right. It's been back in all the other theme parks in Orlando for a while.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay. So that's back.
Yucky, but back.
And speaking of getting into the parks, Disney did announce their new annual pass details.
Finally.
And so there's four. And are you familiar with the four options?
Yes. Three of them are Florida residents.
Unless you're DVC, right?
Unless you're DVC for one of them.
So if you are not a Florida resident, and by the way, we should totally
move to Florida.
We
should totally be there.
We need to make that happen. But can you tell us a bit, what is our option if we don't live in Florida?
If you don't live in Florida and you're not a Disney Vacation Club member, there's only one option for you. There's one option. I think it's maybe around $1,300. Do you remember the name? You probably don't because you're a Disney Vacation Club.
I forget. So, yeah, my family's a Disney Vacation Club, so I get to fall into that other option.
So, you basically, it's not a bad choice. It's not a bad choice. It's just a little more expensive because you're not, I remember, you don't have, previously, you had a bunch of different options with blackout dates, not blackout dates.
Well, I think what we found out, the big drama and controversy there was that the photo pass is no longer included.
Oh my gosh, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Is it just for that one? Or
I think it's for any of them. And so I think to get the photo pass, you would have to pay full price or maybe a discount price, but it's an additional price that you have to pay.
I figured that was coming. I mean, that was a huge cost. And now that they're doing away with a lot of the photo pass photographers, I figured that was going to come. That is a terrible thing for people that have it, because the photo pass is such a great avenue for people.
Right. I'm going to miss having that benefit. And so the photo pass photographers are obviously the Disney photographers that take your picture and link it to your account, to your app. And they're stationed all over the park. And then as well as the ride photos are included in that.
If it's at a discounted price, it's already not a terrible price for all the photos that you get. You don't have to worry about taking your phone out, because my phone always dies. It's not a bad option for anybody going to Disney World, I don't think.
I think it is, if you don't have an annual pass and it's something that's not already included for you, I do agree. I think it's a great thing to have for you, so you're not worried about photos and right, all that sort of thing. Moving on, we have so much news to discuss with y'all, so we're gonna try to get through it as quick as we can. One good piece of news, the monorail stop is back open at Polynesian. I'm so excited for that.
I'm so excited, because it just didn't make sense to have the monorail when it didn't even stop at Polynesian.
Right. And so I learned that the hard way on my last trip. I got a dinner reservation at Kona Cafe over at Polynesian, was going to hop on the monorail and go to Magic Kingdom. Yeah. And I learned the fun way that it was closed.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so important to stay in tune with all the Disney news, which, you know, as you're hearing, changes every minute. You know, you have to stay. There's so much coming out due to the 50th anniversary on October 1st. It's just things pass by all the time.
The Epcot line is back too.
Yes, I believe they're back open. So
that was a huge deal.
And I think we talked about that. One of the reasons to stay at Polynesian, you can hop on the monorail to go to Magic Kingdom, or walk over to the Ticket and Transportation Center and hop the monorail directly to Epcot. And it's a huge benefit by staying there. But obviously, the 50th anniversary starts October 1st.
It's coming fast. It's also somebody's birthday.
It is someone's birthday, and I just cannot wait. So, different ages, though. Me and Disney World are different ages, but it is the same birthday, and it's going to be a great one, I hope.
Right.
But in honor of the birthday, one of the big things is the Fab 50 Friends that's going out. And I have to say, I'm a little upset, Lori. Again, I'm filled with upsetness at Disney today, because I thought that there was going to be 50 statues, and there are not 50 statues.
Really?
There are not 50 statues. There are 50 friends.
So 50 friends. Some of them are together.
Some of them are together. Like, I think if you saw Moana, I think Pooh and Hey are together. I think R2-D2 and BB-8 may be together for the Star Wars fans. So some characters are together. They come as a package. So there are 50 characters represented. They're the Fab 50 characters, but they're not 50 distinct statues.
Well, I mean, I can kind of understand that. Where were they? 50 would just be too much. It would just be overrun, and they wouldn't be as cool.
Maybe so, and maybe that's my fault for not reading the fine print, but, you know.
I think it would overtake the park, and it would just be a whole mess.
But if you're out there, because I know our influencers out there, maybe including us, would try to get a photo with all of them. And so if you're looking for 50 and you get to, I think it's 37 that I counted. I think it's 37 different statues. You may run out soon.
Right, because that would be a whole lot of pictures anyway. 37's a lot.
37's a lot. And so they are spread out to all four parks.
Yeah.
So you have to look for them. But one of the things that came out recently was that these Fab 50 characters are going to be featured in Happy Meal toys from McDonald's.
I know. And I saw last night on a page that I follow, somebody that had them, every one of them, the day that they came out. And I normally do that with Disney Happy Meal toys, but because of our hurricane, our fast food places are a little different these days, so you can't really go inside and ask for them. Mm-hmm. But somebody yesterday, I just saw, she had all of them pictured in a picture. I was like, goodness.
How did she get them?
Most of them get, like, if you're going to McDonald's, most of them get 3 or 4 at a time, and you just ask them what number, and you can buy them instead of, you don't have to buy the whole Happy Meal.
What?
Nope. You can just go buy them. Mm-hmm. You can buy the toy only. Like, if you go for breakfast, I've always done this for my kids. If you go for breakfast and you get them a sausage biscuit, you can buy the toy too, because they don't sell Happy Meals at.
I had no idea. Well,
yes.
Yeah, so I had McDonald's for breakfast this morning.
Some McDonald's gets them all, and some don't, but then they get a certain amount. And you just go around, if you just go around a couple in your city, you will get them all.
I love it.
These are a lot, so I don't know.
I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to look into that further then, because I'm a big fast food fan. And so now I feel like I need to collect all these, just like the good old days.
I do. I've always collected. This is weird of me. I've always collected McDonald's toys and Disney ones especially.
So we've tried to cover the news that's come out in the past few weeks, but the next bit of news we're discussing has all come out in the past, I kid you not, 48 hours.
Right.
And it's a lot. So just to again, kind of quickly recap that for y'all before we're on to our main topic. Finding Nemo the Musical. It's closed right now. It closed when the parks reopened after the pandemic. And they are getting a new show.
I am so glad about this because I was not a fan of that.
Not a fan.
My sister was so upset because I told her it closed down because she wanted to take, I have a baby niece. She couldn't wait to take her. I was like, for what? Like, I fell asleep. I am so hoping for lots of good to come into this. I'm hoping that they are going to make this kind of more towards the Lion King show.
That's a great show. Lion King's a great show, but I've seen the Finding Nemo the Musical show once, and that was enough for me.
Once was enough for me, too. I was done. I got all wet, and it was cold outside that day, and it just was not. I just can't.
So that's going to open in 2022.
Yeah,
so
that's very exciting to me.
We'll stay tuned. Next, the monorail has a 50th anniversary wrap.
I saw it.
What do you think? Do you think it looks good?
I think it looks good. I love a wrapped monorail.
Okay, so check that out. It's I think it looks pretty good. It's with the 50th logo and stuff. And again, that's something that hadn't been announced.
It just showed up.
Yep. Just rolled in.
That's how they normally do with the wrapped monorails.
I think we're going to see a lot of that. So a lot of surprises are going to pop up that we weren't aware of. And I think that's a good
thing. And that's very exciting to me.
So on the monorail is, of course, the Contemporary, which has a brand new restaurant, Steakhouse 71.
I think you talked about this last time, but I didn't know about it.
We talked about it last time, but they released their menu.
And I am so excited about it. Oh my gosh, you don't know how excited I am about this.
Why? Why are you
excited? The food looks amazing. It looks amazing.
You're a Steakhouse fan?
I used to not be, but I just recently, in my older age, I'm getting to be a Steakhouse fan, and it looks incredible. The food looks incredible. Every single thing, I want to try everything.
It does look really good. And it looks like some good food. I mean, I am a chicken nugget fan. But it
looks
like a
great meal. You didn't even order the steak at Topolino, I told you to.
Well, I did get something good. So I still recommend Topolino without the steak.
Yes,
so
the steak is amazing too if you go.
And speaking of Contemporary, Disney announced new dessert parties for the new Disney Enchantment.
I saw a little bit. I didn't have time to read a lot about it.
Yeah, so they're going to have three new dessert parties. There's going to be a few new dessert parties. They're mostly going to be in the Tomorrowland Terrace area. Tomorrowland Terrace area where you can sit and over the castle.
Yeah.
One of the cool things I saw, they're going to do an after party. There's going to be an after party. So after the show, rather than going before and early, you would go watch the show and then.
And so everybody else has to leave?
I guess so. And so you would come back and have your drinks.
Okay. So you don't
So you're not like rushing. And so everyone else just kind of leaves the bar.
Oh, they serve alcohol at these things?
I believe so.
Oh.
I think that's an option. And so one of the things they have is, at California Grill, they're going to be hosting a dessert.
Oh, party. I did see that.
So
yes.
So we had dinner at California Grill on our last trip in September, the trip we went on together. But there were no fireworks.
No fireworks because of COVID.
I imagine the fireworks look really
good.
Yes, cool.
I think
it would have been a great place.
Oh, I've been there when the fireworks were going off. I made a reservation.
Okay. How was
it? At Chef Mickey's, and they actually let you go up to that terrace before.
Oh.
Yeah, so you didn't have to have a reservation there, but it's all changed now.
So you recommend it?
Oh, totally. It's a really cool view.
Love it. Love it. So check out the dessert parties. And I also believe I read something about a dessert cruise. I'm going to have to get some more information.
So they've had those in the past.
Yeah.
They have had those. They've had them where they're not very well talked about, but like you could just send just your kids. Like you just send just your kids, like it's a certain age and it's like a babysitting deal. You just send just your kids and they do a dessert and firework thing for the kids. I don't know if they're going to do this back, but they've had these before.
So that's one way to do it.
Yeah, they sound cool.
But from what I understand, you can get your dessert served to you on this boat and tour Seven Seas Lagoon and watch the fireworks. And that sounds like an amazing.
Yeah, they have done these before. I saw a very viral proposal that happened on one of those.
Really? I was going to say, I think that this probably be a good proposal thing for those looking to pop the question. I think that's an option. And so next thing on our agenda, some amazing news that just came out. The Candlelight Processional at Epcot.
Yay!
Is coming back. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
Yes, a lot of times.
Oh, I've only seen it once.
Oh, yeah.
And so I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yes.
It is one of the most beautiful things that Disney puts on. Tell us about since you've done it more than me, what is the Candlelight
Processional? It's just, they always have a celebrity guest speaker. They tell a story about Christmas.
Yeah, it's a story of, and it's actually the biblical story of Christmas.
Yes.
So what we're talking about is during the Christmas season at Epcot. They come in and do this candlelight processional, and they use candles, and they have a choir come in
and choir.
Sing, accompanied by a celebrity narrator. People in the past have been, Neil Patrick Harris comes every year.
Every year. Whoopi Goldberg
is every year.
Alex Trebek was there one year that I was there. Oh. The Boys to Men.
Okay.
Somebody from Boys to Men. Yeah, it's different people, but Neil...
So
Patrick Harris.
The celebrity has not been announced this year.
Oh, really? I was looking for that.
So it hasn't been announced yet, but they announced it's coming back. And instead of using, they've always used like high school kids from the community.
That's what I was about to ask.
And they are not doing that this year. They said they want to try and pull from the cast members. So they're gonna,
for the choir.
For the choir. So they're gonna. I guess they're gonna auditions for cast members who can sing. But it's an absolutely beautiful thing. It's a story of Christmas.
Yes.
Set to music with trumpets and everything. And so I'm planning to be there for Christmas to see it all. And so I think that's another great reason to visit Epcot during Christmas.
And the pavilion is right outside of America.
It's outside the America Pavilion.
Yes.
Where it takes place.
And are they going to have the Voices of Liberty back?
I would think so.
Because they sing incredible stuff for Christmas.
I am a huge Voices of Liberty
yes.
fan. They're the a cappella group that sings within the American Adventure and now outside in the theater during this post-pandemic or during pandemic world. Huge, huge fan of them, and give a shout out to the group called Voctive, who I follow.
Mm-hmm.
Voctive consists of a lot of members of the Voices of Liberty. It's their private group. They perform outside the parks, and they have several albums out, including a Christmas album. And they do fantastic work.
Yes, they do for Christmas, for sure.
They really do.
And I love everything Christmas.
And so there's no shortage of things. Obviously, we're getting into the Halloween season at Disney World. We know that the Halloween parties have started, but Christmas is right around the corner, and I think that we've already seen some Christmas merchandise sneak out.
You saw it?
And more.
I haven't seen it.
Well, I think that maybe the independent creators have put stuff out, and
okay.
We're going to see some more stuff from
Disney. Because you're going to have to buy it.
Because they're releasing Disney's releasing their 50th stuff, which is a lot of retro stuff right now. I think some Christmas stuff may be part of that. So we'll see. But the last bit of news today comes from Epcot, and that is the reopening of the Creation Shop and Club Cool. Now, Creations is the store, the merchandise store that took the place of Mouse Gear at Epcot, which was one of the biggest merchandise stores in the parks. But Lori, you have some thoughts on Creations?
Yes, I'm not happy that they took away Mouse Gears. Mouse Gears was a staple shop that everybody loved. Everyone loved it. Mouse Gears was everything. You knew where to go. That was if you knew where Mouse Gears were, you knew where everything in Epcot was. I'm not okay with this one.
I have to say, the attention given to it by the Imagineers, we love following the Imagineers on all their social media accounts. They have spent a lot of time focusing on this shop, and it's almost like they're treating it like an attraction or something. And so I just don't know. You know, a store is just not something I get hyped up about. I'm not as depressed about Mouse Gear leaving as you may be, but it's just not something that I get worked up about.
I don't know. I can't wait to see what it's going to be like, to see if it wows me. I just think this was huge. Mouse Gears was so huge, and it was a place to go look for anything you wanted. If you couldn't find it somewhere else, you either go there or the Emporium, and without going to Disney Springs.
It was definitely a stop for me.
Yes.
They were infamous for kind of having everything.
Yes.
It was the biggest store outside of the Emporium, I think. Maybe even including the Emporium.
Yeah, I think it's bigger than that one. But not the World of Disney, obviously. But
yeah. It's
very sad to me. I'll wait and see if I'm going to like it. But quit taking the mouse out of everything. The mouse started everything.
They put a lot of work into it. So we'll see.
Well, don't forget the mouse started everything.
Well, there's a lot of Mickey Mouse in it.
But I like Mouse Gears.
You like Mouse Gears. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of Mickey in there. And so I would tell you to look at the Imagineering profiles to see about the Mickey statues they put in there, the Mickey murals. So there's a lot of tributes to to Epcot in there. And last but not least, adjacent to Creation, we haven't been yet, but I believe it's adjacent, Club Cool is open. Do you remember Club Cool?
Yes, and you know, when they originally took it away, there was no plans of it coming back. So this, really? You know, when they did announce that it was going to come back, I know it was very exciting for a lot of people. My kids were very sad when it closed, but because they love to try to get everybody with Beverly.
And so you know about Beverly.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate because I would have tried to get you with the Beverly.
No, I know about Beverly. You cannot tell me that one.
Well, you know what's difficult? Just a bit of personal information. My stepmom is Beverly. Beverly. And so I took her to Disney to try the Beverly, and she did not fall for it.
She
drank it. She's like, what's the big deal?
And she so liked it?
She didn't mind it.
And oh,
so
what?
I didn't know if she like knew I was setting her up to try it, but it can be very awkward around family trips to Disney saying how much you hate Beverly.
I get, so right.
I do not hate my stepmom, for the record, for our listeners out there, but I do hate the Beverly.
I guess Beverly sticks together.
Maybe that's the case.
Yeah.
And so, but there are several other drinks from around the world at Club Cool. What it is, you go and try Coca-Cola products from all over the world. It's not Coca-Cola like you would originally have, but it's like orange flavored drinks, and I think.
But they call it Coca-Cola in other countries.
Yeah, it's Coca-Cola products.
And fun fact, it's free. So if you are thirsty on a hot day, all you have to do is go to Club Cool.
And I'm surprised it's back during the pandemic.
Yes.
That's rare, but it's...
Well, they're bringing buffets back, so they may...
Buffets are
but
back.
But I bet that somebody might be there helping you.
Maybe that's
maybe
it.
Maybe so.
So we'll have to investigate it in person, and we will keep you all posted. We're going to take a break, and up next, we're going to talk about hurricanes at Disney. So stay tuned.
Yes.
Looking to hire the best live entertainment for your upcoming party or event? The Chase Tyler Band provides you with top, high-energy, quality music, both original and covers, all over the Gulf South. Find them on Facebook under the username Chase Tyler Band. And we're back! Today, we're going to talk about hurricanes at Disney. What do you do if a hurricane is headed for Disney World at the same time as you? And I think our advice to you is going to surprise you. Lori, what is your advice? Yes, should you go to Disney?
Perfect time to talk about this. Should you go? Should you cancel your trip? You should definitely go.
Absolutely. That is our advice. Go to Disney during, before, after a hurricane. It is surprising advice. But this has obviously been on our minds lately.
Yes.
Due to recent events.
Orlando is in a central area. It's central Florida. That you do not feel the effects of a direct hit of a hurricane. Things can get a little bad weatherish, but I think Orlando kind of gets bad weather a lot. But if there's one coming for you, if you don't have to fly through it, or if you can travel outside of the times when the bad weather is coming, definitely go.
Yeah, so make sure you're hearing us right on this. We are not saying to travel during a hurricane. We are saying that you can and should be at Disney during the hurricane.
That you get there plenty safely, plenty enough time to be safe driving, that you're there in your resort at Disney before the hurricane hits.
And part of the reason, like Lori said, first of all, you know, Disney World is not on the coast where a lot of hurricane damage usually occurs. But as I understand it, I've never investigated this personally, but the buildings at Disney World are all built to withstand hurricane force winds.
Yes, for sure.
All the hotels, many of the structures. I've seen several documentaries about the Tree of Life at Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
How they built that, and obviously several other things they build to withstand hurricanes. They knew what they were doing.
They did. And then a lot of their stuff they can remove for hurricane safety. They remove a lot of the stuff so it doesn't come apart or anything like that. But Disney is the place to be. Like, we always talk about this. They make their own energy. So the power, you know, you're not going to lose power, which recently Disney has lost power a couple of times. I've read in the news. But you're going to have power the whole time. And this is where they house when hurricanes come to Florida, in that area of Florida. They house all the linemen which we are so grateful for all these linemen that we have seen from all over the country recently here in Louisiana. That's where they house these linemen during hurricanes. So they come there before the storm and they house in all these resorts. So you have so many of them so they can disperse and go where they need to go after the hurricane. So if something happens when you're in Disney, they're going to be there to help. And then they're going to go exactly where they're going
to
go.
So there's a few points we want to make to that. Disney World is kind of infamous for not closing ever, unless there's a really bad hurricane coming. The only time Disney World has closed in the past has been for hurricanes, 9/11, and the pandemic. And right. That was why the pandemic was such a huge issue for Disney, because they were closed for months. And previously, they had only closed for, I think, one day.
One day at a time. I seriously judged the pandemic. When everybody started to talk about the pandemic, I'm like, no, until Disney World closes, I'm not going to worry. And about a day after I said that, Disney World and Disneyland announced they were closing, I said, oh my gosh, this is real. We need to worry. When Disney World closes, that's a problem. And I think the year before the pandemic, Disney closed quite a few times, maybe two or three times for a hurricane, but it's always 24 hours. And when they close that time, the resorts do incredible things. Yes, the day the storm is supposed to hit, you're supposed to stay in your room for the hours that they say, and they bring you food to your doors. But before and after that, they do some really awesome things in your resort that I want to be there for. Likewise. I want to be there. So they bring lots of characters into your resort. They do lots of fun games with your kids. They do crafts. It's just all set up so you're not bored whenever the storm is going on and all the pre-hurricane stuff in the aftermath, the couple of hours after that Disney does to make sure everything's okay. They do so many fun things. I've seen so much. I've watched so many people that are there that couldn't make it home. It was too far. They couldn't get a flight out, that had so much fun. And they said it was the best experience they've had in Disney World. I want to be there. And every time I see it, I'm jealous of people that are there.
Well, so I want to make a point to that. There's a lot of activities in the resorts. But from what I understand, I've been to Disney right before a hurricane and right after a hurricane. And I'll talk about that. But if you are there during the hurricane, which I've not done, but if you're there during, you want to be in a hotel that's interconnected to the lobby.
I was about to say the same thing. Yeah. Or one that has a big conference room, like Coronado Springs.
Okay.
Because they do a lot, that big conference room they have, they set up a whole lot of stuff in there.
Oh, they'll use that. Mm-hmm. Because the issue is that you don't want to be outside during a hurricane. So we are telling you that the structures at Disney are safe, but no, do not go outside. Take it from a hurricane experts because of flying debris, which Disney.
Yeah, because I tried that during our last hurricane. You don't want to do it. It's scary.
Well, we'll have to get that story later. Yes. But do not recommend going outside during a hurricane. So if you have a resort that you can access the lobby through interior hallways. And so, Lori, what are those hotels?
That's going to be the Vacation Club and Deluxe.
It's mainly the Vacation Club and Deluxe. So we're thinking the Monterey, Contemporary, Grand Floridian. A lot of, I think, Polynesian is actually separated. I think you'd have to separate.
Oh, you're right. You're
some
right.
Of those from Polynesian, not Polynesian.
Great Floridian too, and some are contemporary. I mean,
yeah, some of them are outside.
And so, with that said, but it's the main part of the hurricane, which is normally only a few hours. Mm-hmm. So they let you until the main part of the hurricane is there. That's over you, and it blows over. So they tell you. So most of the time, it's not that long that you're in your room. But yes, if you are connected to one with a lobby, that's a lot better. But it's only a few hours that you'd be stuck in your room, if not. And it's well worth it because of everything they do after.
And so one of the best places I would think of, and we talked about this in our last episode, a resort I really like, the Yacht and Beach Clubs.
And the Boardwalk, too.
And the Boardwalk, because mm-hmm. those are all in one singular building.
For sure.
And you have access to a whole lot of things within those. And I would say Wilderness Lodge to an extent they have some rooms that are connected and some are not. So if you think a storm is coming, you know, you want to try to be in those rooms, because otherwise a lot of rooms have exterior entrances, such as the Value Resorts
for sure,
and the Moderates and stuff. You're going to them from outside. You're not going to have ease of access to the lobby,
but they still do everything they can to keep everybody not unhappy and bored, and that you're just stuck in your little bitty hotel room.
Right. So it's so you are safe. And then, you know, to Lori's point, they're only closed for 24 hours. Those parks will reopen very, very quickly.
And have zero lines.
Yeah. And so that's the thing I wanted to point. I really like going in September. I think September is a great time to go to Disney. They have the Halloween parties and Food and Wine Fest and everything else. But you do run into the danger of hurricanes.
But has anybody seen the lines this September? Because we were crazy for not going.
Yeah, and so the lines have been really good in September. It's a really good time to go crowd-wise. But I had a trip a few years ago. A hurricane came and completely wrecked our plans. We decided not to ride it out, my friend and I. Decided not to go and ride it out because of travel, because you have to get there during that hurricane. But we went about 24 hours after it hit. We went, and it was about the time Flight of Passage opened, because I had a fast pass for Flight of Passage, and I made sure that we were on a plane in time enough for us to go to get to our Flight of Passage ride on what was going to be the last day of our trip. Turned out to be the first day of our trip. But we went, and the lines were the best I'd ever seen.
I remember them.
We were at Epcot, and the longest line was like Frozen Ever After with 15 minutes, and we didn't wait that near enough. It was amazing. The parks were empty. It was an absolutely fantastic time to be there as far as crowds, if you don't like crowds or lines. But I'm not going to lie, it was very stressful because you know how much planning goes into a Disney trip.
Right.
That's
right.
Why we're here, to help you plan. You are changing, you know, at the time you're changing your Fast Pass reservations, which are no longer going to be an issue, but you're changing your dining reservations, your hotel, your flight, your travel. It's a lot.
The flight and the travel would be crazy, but the dining reservations, I think that Disney would probably work with you a little bit when something like that happens.
Oh, 100%.
Did they do it? Yeah.
I want to be clear on that, is that Disney is very, very good about refunding.
Right.
So when I was there on, so on that particular trip, we were just moving. And I think that was very easy to just shift the dates rather than cancel.
Yeah.
It and
you stayed your same resort.
Yeah. And so we kept everything the same. But on the flip side of that, I've been there again in September before hurricane hit. I knew a hurricane was coming. And I was like, you know, I didn't want to ride it out there. I was not, at the time, not in a Disney hotel. And so I was like,
well, oh, really?
Yeah, that was one of my very few off-site trips. And I was like, well, let me get out of here. And I canceled Disney. And they said, look, if a hurricane's coming, we'll give you 100% refund.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it was fantastic. Very, very easy. Disney is very easy to work with. But I will tell you, they are very, very busy when that happens, because everyone with a trip is trying to cancel. And obviously, we're telling y'all not to cancel, but
do not cancel.
Yeah, I mean, again, get there. Make sure you can get there safely.
Yes, because this happened to Jeffrey and I on a trip in September, last year. And I stayed. And Jeffrey did not stay.
Jeffrey was not interested in taking his own advice, but it was the end of our trip. We had planned to leave.
We did plan to leave, but I did not want to travel.
And so the issue was that travel, we were driving from Central Florida, Louisiana.
It was supposed to hit Louisiana.
Yeah. And so we wanted to get to our homes to take care of our homes. The rest
I did not.
Did. Yeah. Lori did not. And so I am such a good friend. And the rest of our group, we are such good friends. We left Lori behind.
By myself.
We said, Lori, you are on your own. And we will be honest, we were jealous of her because she got to go see the fall decorations.
Yes, because they put them out the next day. I got to have my own solo trip. I'd never done that before. And I found out how amazing that was. And we're going to have to definitely talk about solo trips.
Yes, that will be an episode in the future.
And Disney, I did not plan to stay. We had not had any rooms booked. And I talked to my husband and he was like, no, just stay. You're much better there. In case it came to Louisiana, the power, and we've all know what happens here when we have hurricanes. He said to stay, but I didn't have room. So I was like, please let him have a room. Please let. And I went to the front desk and immediately they found me a room. Same price. I'd never had to move. And I did that for two more nights. Like I went, I'm like, oh, I'm not. The hurricane stalled. It went slow, way slower than they said it was. So like two or three more days, I had to go and buy another ticket because I'm not an annual pass holder. And I had to get another room and they worked with me. They were the nicest people. They checked on me. They called my room to make sure everything was okay, make sure my home was safe. They knew they personally called to make sure that my home was safe. Everything was going okay at home because they knew the hurricane was coming towards Louisiana.
I love it. So you found Disney to be very accommodating.
Very accommodating.
And that was you were an on-site guest and you were working with them in person at that
time, right? I mean, and you know, it was right after they opened back from the pandemic, but I have been there pre-pandemic days when I decided I wanted to switch to stay another day or two, and they have been very easy to work with.
I love it. And so it is easier, you know, to just walk up and talk to someone in person rather than, you know, on the flip side, when I was in Louisiana trying to change my Florida trip, trying to call in was very difficult.
And I could see that.
I spent multiple hours.
Yes.
And you need to have all your plans ready to go, because if you, in my case, I forgot to cancel one thing.
And you get all flustered.
Yep. And so I had to call back and spend multiple calls and multiple hours on the phone. And so it was a whole production. So I'm not going to say it's without its stress, but I think our main message is, if you are at Disney and the hurricane's coming, do not panic.
You will be safe.
You'll be safe there. As safe as can reasonably be expected, as a legal disclaimer, as Disney will keep
the lawyer came out,
but there it is. And so it was, but you will be in good hands. And really the afterwards, going to the parks afterwards, you know, Disney is infamous for looking great after the coming in right after a hurricane.
I mean,
the day after, you will see mess. You will see trees down everywhere. You will see, things down. But I was so surprised within 24 to 48 hours, they have it picked up and looking as great as always.
They don't pick up the mess first. They want to make sure all their rides are okay and everything is safe as it was before the storm for you to get on it.
And so they, you know, safety is first with Disney. I mean,
for
there's
sure.
No doubt about it. Guest safety will be number one, but they have a team come through and clean everything up and it just looks perfect. The only thing that I was confused about when I was there, we spent some time looking at the pet graveyard outside of the Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
And I could not tell if it had been ruined or not. I was like, wait, it always looks rough and overgrown.
Yes.
And I was like, is this hurricane damage or does it look like this? And to this day, I don't know which one I don't know if it was the hurricane damage or if they wanted it to look like that. Because, you know, Haunted Mansion is where they go and throw dust and spider webs around on purpose. So who knows? Who knows? Maybe they just, a mix of both, maybe.
Right.
You never know.
So, I do think go.
That's our advice. I think that may sound odd, especially if you're, you know, not familiar with hurricanes from, you know, another part of the country. But we highly recommend it. I think that there's a lot of pros. You're going to have a good time. And so, yeah, you will give up a day of your vacation. While the hurricane comes through, you will give up a day. But, hey, sitting in the room watching Disney movies or,
right.
you know, the Disney Channel or Disney Plus, whatever you do, you know, maybe that'll help. You know?
A relaxing day at Disney in your hotel is never a bad thing either.
Well, we're probably the wrong people to ask for that. Sitting around doing nothing is not our strong suit.
Right.
But it really is a great idea. So we hope you do that. If you have any questions about anything we discussed today, please reach out to us on social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram and check in the message. Anything else today, Lori?
I think that's all. I think we covered a lot of information today.
We covered a lot for y'all. And so, like I said, news is coming out very quickly. And I have a feeling that we're going to continue to get more both before and during the 50th anniversary. I think that we've got a lot going on. So we will be there to cover it with y'all as it comes out. So we hope to speak with y'all real soon.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Southern Charm Magic.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram under the handles of Southern Charmed Magic. Have a great big beautiful tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.